Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. And a big, big thanks to Representative Duke Tucker, who joined me for the last half hour talking politics, talking term limits, talking a little softball. I appreciate his time. We got a lot of action on the text line, some debate about whether or not there should be term limits in the state of Wisconsin. In case you missed my conversation with the representative, he introduced legislation last month to give Wisconsin voters the right to choose whether or not certain constitutional officers here in the state would be limited to 2 4-year terms for a total of 8 years of service, including the governor, the LG, the AG, the secretary of state, the superintendent of public instruction, the treasurer, state senators, and state assembly members. I support these measures, and I do because I think getting new ideas is a really good thing. I think we need more of that, not less of that. More regular folks in elected offices. Less polished politicians that speak in gobbledygook and a bunch of gibberish. I think that's what we're missing in politics. So what do you think? Term limits a good thing? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also sound off on pretty much anything else that's been going on in the news. And there has been a lot over the last couple of weeks. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Whistler from Richland Center. Thanks for calling in. What do you say about term limits, sir?
Hey, I'll tell you what, Maggie. This dude's got it right. I believe in what he's looking for, but I'm not sure what part of the state he's from. I never caught that.
So he represents the 75th Assembly District. He's from Grantsburg. Which is in the northern region. Let me get you the specific area. Why do you support term limits, Whistler?
Well, I think that, you know, as to the day host calling our Republican representative the popcorn popper or whatever.
Yeah.
How long has he been there? You know, it's like we need to change. And he's got the right idea. And you do too, Maggie. Getting new blood in. New blood in.
I really do. Thank you so much, Whistler. And the 75th Assembly District is in northern and western Wisconsin. It covers the cities of Amory and St. Croix Falls. It's got portions of Polk County and most of Burnett County. Excuse me. It's got the villages of Balsam Lake, Centuria, Clayton, Clearlick, Dresser, Frederick, Grantsburg, Luck, Milltown, and a bunch of other places up there. And it also has part of the village of Turtle Lake. It also contains the St. Croix Chippewa Reservation and the Wisconsin portion of Interstate Park. So again, Northwest Wisconsin. I really enjoyed talking to Representative Tucker, and I think it's these kinds of conversations that help us, again, build bridges, have the important conversation about democratic systems. And one of the things that I have been really upset about in the last couple of weeks, in my opinion, we seem to be fighting day-to-day battles. And yes, I think Donald Trump poses an existential threat to the middle class. I think he is the handmaiden of billionaires like Elon Musk. Why did he turn over the keys of government to a guy who's now going to try to start a political party to defeat it? I mean, none of this is good. But I don't think that's particularly a Democrat or Republican issue. Though I do believe that Republicans are more beholden to mega corporation interests and the billionaire class. I think all you need to do is look at the votes on the big brutal bill to understand that. That bill represents the single largest wealth transfer in the history of our country from the middle and working classes and poor folks to the richest people in the world. And that, of course, is on top of the $51 trillion that since 1981 has been taken from people that make less than $200,000 a year and been given to people that make more than $900,000 a year. That's the bottom 90%. That's us that make less than $200,000 a year to folks that make over $950,000 a year. $51 trillion from working people and poor folks in this country to the richest. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm really happy to be able to engage these conversations, but it's so important for us to not lose sight of the bigger picture. These democracy system reforms. We've had some great action on the text line. I want to share some of these with all of you. Jill from New Berlin says this. In 1295, medieval Florence overthrew the tyranny of their oligarchs and established term limits of 2 months. Once someone served, they were ineligible to run again for 3 years. The Republic lasted a long time, enough to foster the Renaissance. Food for thought and some perspective. 2 terms of 4 years is plenty. Thanks so much, Jill from New Berlin, texting in on the WAUK line. Ben from Richland Center says this, regarding term limits, it depends on the office. Here in Richland Center, our mayor is only a 2-year term. I don't want a new mayor every 2 years. Now, if it's an office that had a 4-year term, I wouldn't necessarily want that person to be replaced every 4 years either, because it takes about 2 years to get up to speed, especially when you're talking about U.S. senators. In general, I think it's harder to find people to run for certain offices because it's a pain, especially on the mayoral level. Yes, there is no question that being an elected chief executive officer, and that's what mayors and governors and county executives and presidents are, those are really hard jobs. Folks, what do you think about term limits? 855-752-4842. Chris from Madison, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hi. Yeah, so I understand why people like term limits, but my name is Chris, by the way. I oppose term limits because I believe that it takes away democratic choice from the voters. I do want to see more turnaround from, you know, there's these districts where people are constantly voted in and you keep saying to yourself, why are these people still here? I think that we can do better with that problem by creating a system where people have more choices. So like ranked choice voting. I think that that's a better reform than taking away my right or anyone else's right to vote for a politician who is, you know, in my mind, a good politician. You know, Bernie Sanders has been voted in several times, and that's because the people of Vermont really, really like Bernie Sanders. And if they like that politician, they should be allowed to keep voting him in or her in. And I just really oppose the idea of, you know, someone saying, well, this person served for 8 years, and they may have done a really, really good job, but if we're going to make a law that says we can't vote for them again.
So let's explore this a little bit, Chris, if you don't mind hanging on the line. First
absolutely,
of all, I could not agree with you more. I've got about 12 pages of democratic system reforms that I prepared for today's show. And we're going to do a special, entire show on democratic system reforms, talking about things like
forward to that.
Right? Fusion voting, ranked choice voting. Most people are so ticked off and feel so disengaged by this limit in choice, right? And I think most people are also incredibly ticked off by the money in politics. Here's one of the reasons that I support term limits. One, I truly believe that there is the next Bernie Sanders in Vermont. But that person gets lambasted by the Democratic Party if they were to try to run against Bernie in a primary. He doesn't have an exclusive right to those ideas. To me, one of the best arguments against term limits is institutional knowledge, right? And being able to understand how the system works, legislative processes, all that stuff. It's not that these individual politicians have, again, a monopoly on the good ideas. And I think that the advantages of incumbency in a democratic system, small d, where money is speech, is really messed up. It's not actually a free and open competition of ideas, because the parties will attempt to enforce their preferred candidates through the fundraising mechanisms in primaries. So voters, I think it's an illusion of choice. In other words, without term limits, it makes you feel like you've got a choice. But until we do something about the corrosive effect of lobbyists and money in politics, I think it's an illusion. And I think term limits are one of the most easily available mechanisms to try to get some new blood and people, maybe they're new people with some of the same ideas, but they're differently expressed. That's my concern with it. Oh crap, we lost Chris on the phone. Chris, if you want to call up, he was texting us. Ah, my phone cut off. That to me is one of the big challenges here, is I don't want voters to feel like they've got the illusion of choice. So when I think about democratic reforms, money in politics is one of the big ones. But again, I think term limits, just like money in politics, Representative Tucker mentioned that over 80% of all voters will support term limits. That's a very consistent polling number. That is the percentage that support getting money out of politics. And yet, we don't see term limits enacted, and we have a Supreme Court that has told us we constitutionally somehow are completely unable to legislate money in politics. At the very minimum, we should be able to eliminate dark money. In other words, if the Supreme Court is going to tell us that money is speech, shouldn't we at least be able to require disclosure of who contributed to what candidate and not hide behind, oh, this was soft money through a 501c4. Oh, it's from this business and we don't know who owns that. That is ridiculous. It is corrupting and it makes elected officials accountable to donors as opposed to voters. And again, incumbency plus the two-party system plus the money in politics is what's making this quite an extraordinary problem in this moment. Folks, if you want to get your two cents in like Chris just did, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Dana from La Crosse, thanks so much for participating on the text line. She says this: if we had term limits, we wouldn't have great legislators like Bernie Sanders, whom Chris mentioned, like Joe Biden, like Tammy Baldwin. I want experience in my legislators. There's a couple things that I want to say about this. One, I do think experience matters. But none of these people, again, have the monopoly on the good ideas. And by the way, if you've never seen the inner workings of an elected official's office, I'll tell you who's really central to a lot of these great ideas, and it's their staff. Folks, I'm going to have some of my biggest peeves of the last week coming up next for our last segment. You're not going to want to miss that. I haven't sounded off on this program in a little while. So help me keep my hair from lighting on fire as we roll into the last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show on this Friday Eve, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.